Yeah, shake it, dude, and welcome to Out Radio. I'm J.D. Doyle, and that intro is probably familiar to the many folks who watch the TV show Queer as Folk, and it came from the soundtrack for season one of the show, from 2001. Less known is that little track is only 28 seconds long and was by Don Pyle and Andrew Zilli, calling themselves Greek Buck. They are a Canadian duo, and they set the stage for this month's show. Every artist you hear on all five parts of the show will be Canadian. I've been meaning to do an all-Canadian GLBT artist show for a while now, and the Winter Olympics in Vancouver just put me in the mood. As you might expect, there were lots of different celebrations surrounding the Olympics, giving opportunities for lots of music, and a number of GLBT artists got to participate. I want to go right to a Vancouver artist named Matthew David. His being involved with the Olympics sort of fell in his lap. The Vancouver suburb of Richmond is the site of the speed skating events held at the Richmond Oval, and the city wanted a theme song and a video as a gift to the athletes, and Matthew got the nod. Here's the song Today by Matthew David.
Just a dream away, and we believe the future.
That last artist also performed at the Olympics. He's Ashley McIsaac, and the song Devil in the Kitchen is taken from his platinum-selling 1995 album called Hi, How Are You Today? McIsaac is known for being very spirited, and he's also quite outspoken about being gay. I started to say that I'm going to slow things down now, but anyone I play after Ashley McIsaac would be doing that. Also performing at the Olympic festivities were these next two Vancouver-based artists, and first is Noreen Braun. She's released 7 albums, and I found a track from her 2007 album, Evolution of a Blood Star, that seemed to fit the spirit I wanted. The song is called Alberta.
She always blows hollow valleys through my soul, cleans me straight up like the snow, always follows where I go. I grew up in Alberta with the big sky tumbling down, those 4 strong stereotypes I'd have to the dream that you gave up on. I'm the hope you held so close but could discard. Here I am, I'm the love you could not hold. I'm the chance you had that you had to let go. So you run, run away from all the love that you find, never giving it or even fade the time. And I am the dream you could not follow, on down the road so hollow, down below. It holds you, it holds you. Then you wonder why you are so lost. For your freedom, it was love that was a curse. Then you try a million ways to reach all the happiness you had but could not see. And I am the dream you could not follow, on down the road so hollow, down the load that'll hold you. It holds you, it holds you.
Following Noreen Braun was Bonnie St. Croix and the title track from her 2007 album, Here I Am. And I do not have to introduce K.D. Lang. If you saw the opening ceremonies of the Olympics, she probably had your full attention when she sang the Leonard Cohen song, Alleluia. This version comes from her 2004 album, Hymns of the 49th Parallel, her homage to Canadian songwriters.
Heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. You don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on
beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. Well, she tied you to her kitchen chair. She broke your throne and cut your hair. And from your lips she drew hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I've seen this room and I've walked the floor. Used to live alone before I knew you. But I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Our love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe there's a God above, but all I've ever how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. It's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not someone who's seen the light. It's a cold and broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
A song for all of you who maybe were in a bad thing and got out of it and knew it, and some of you were in a good thing and you got out of it and you didn't know it. That is a drag. That's called remorse. And totally, this is a song for anybody who's in a good thing and does know it.
I watch you reading a book. I get to thinking our love's a polished stone. You're giving me a long, drawn look. I know pretty soon you're gonna leave our home. And of course I might, especially when I'm thinking from my heart. But life don't clickety-clack down a straight line track. It come together and it come apart. You say you hope I'm not the kind to make you feel obliged to go, taking through your time with a pain look in your eyes. You're giving me the furniture, we'll divide the photographs. Go out to dinner one more time, have ourselves a bottle of wine and a couple of laughs. And when first you left, I stayed so sad I wouldn't sleep. I know that love's a gift. I thought yours was mine and something that I could keep. Now I realize time is not the only compromise. A bird in the hand could be an all-night stand between a blazing fire and a pocket of skies. And so I hope I'm not the kind to make you feel obliged. Taking through your time with a pain look in your eyes. I cover the furniture, I frame the photographs. Went out to dinner one more time, had myself a bottle of wine and a couple of laughs. And just the other day I got your letter in the mail. I'm happy for you, it's been so long. You've been wanting a cabin and a backwoods trail, and I think that's great. Me, I seem to find myself in school. It's all okay, I just wanna say I'm so relieved we didn't do it cruel. But ain't life a brook? Just when I get to feeling like a polished stone, I get me a long, drawn look. It's kind of a drag to find yourself alone. And sometimes I mind, especially when I'm waiting on your heart. But life don't clickety-clack down a straight line track. It come together and it come apart. 'Cause I know you're not the kind to make me feel obliged to go digging through my time with a pain look in my eyes. I sold the furniture, I put away the photographs. Went out to dinner one last time, had myself a bottle of wine and a couple of laughs. But wasn't it fine?
I just love that artist. Of course, that's Farron, and I picked my favorite song by her, Ain't Life a Brook. And that live version came from her 1992 album, Not a Still Life. This next artist is from Toronto and has been touring all over the world and getting lots of acclaim. He had been calling his act Final Fantasy, but for his brand new album, he's just going by his name, Owen Pallett. He's already contributed his talents to recordings by artists like the Pet Shop Boys, Mika, and the Hidden Cameras. And I've read one review calling the new album the first great pop record of 2010. It's definitely an ambitious project. It combines Pallett's haunting voice with dense orchestral arrangements, violin, electronica, and a narrative about a 14th century farmer in a land called Spectrum. From the album Heartland, here is Owen Pallett and Lewis Takes Off His Shirt.
Standing up to all of our winds, run the heat. I don't know what I'm doing, and it is the only way toward the range or rising.
That was Joel Gibbs and his band, The Hidden Cameras, and the track Underage from their latest release, Origin Orphan. And you can probably see why they and Owen Pallett have worked together. This next act was known for performing in leather, and in 1981, she and her band, Rough Trade, had a top 20 Canadian hit with the song High School Confidential, one of the first lesbian-themed songs to make the charts. She's Carol Pope, and she got attention offstage as well. For example, in the early 80s, she had a relationship with Dusty Springfield. But in High School Confidential, we're going to hear about that girl who couldn't help it.
She's a cool.
Up next is an act with some history. In 1977, Lorraine Segato, Lori Conger, and a few others formed a band called Mama Kia 2, and they were very popular on the Toronto music scene. They released their only recording, a 3-song vinyl EP, in 1982, and from it, you'll hear the song Angry Young Woman. In 1983, along comes producer Bill Bryans, who asks them to form a band to play at a festival. And that worked so well that they were offered a recording contract. So Mama Kia 2 was disbanded, and the new band was called Parachute Club. From their first album, the song Rise Up won a Juno Award for Single of the Year. The Junos are the Canadian equivalent of the Grammys, so this was a big deal. And they won several other Junos in following years. So here's Mama Kia 2 and Parachute Club.
We'll be right back.
You should catch the video for that Parachute Club song on YouTube. You'll feel like you were back with those VJs on MTV. And I'm staying in the early 80s for this next song, but in a very different vein. In 1981, David Sarita released, I think, an amazing album called Chivalry Lives, which had some very lyrically gay songs. I'm playing for you one that I find interesting in that it speaks for a gay teenager and is called Underage Blues.
I said, why should I wait till I'm 21? I'm ripe and I'm ready to love someone. Catch me if you can. I'm gonna break the law, gonna make love to my man. Well, I have me a lover, we're 17. Have the best loving that you'd ever seen. According to my heart, we fly like eagles. According to the law, the flight pattern's illegal. The cops could be catching killers instead. They got no business in my bed. They'd catch me if they could. I said, how can I help it? Love at 17 feels so good. Well, the law must be sick, can't be him or me. It calls young lover gross indecency. That's 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. If I'm ready to love, then why can't I have some fun? Well, it's hard to have fun when you always think that you're on the run. They catch me with their legalized blackmail. They say, under 21 and gay, we'll throw you in jail. Well, I got a right to love anyone, long as they don't mind and I'm not hurting them none. Yes, we're born with a right to love anyone, long as they don't mind and I'm not hurting them none. But if you're like me and born in 64, chances are you'll sing these blues some more. These underage blues. The underage blues. You keep them under the hood, they'll always be misunderstood. These underage blues. I'm talking person to person, woman to woman, man to man. I'm talking person to person, woman to woman, man to man. We're gonna break the law the most nonviolent way we can.
I love that message, but the song is not typical of David's style. So from here, I'm going to jump to 1994 and share with you a wonderful song about love and loss from David Sarita's album, The Blue Guide. It's called Powerful Love.
I won't be scared for long, not when I think about this powerful love that nothing can strike down. This powerful love, and I won't be scared for long. Not when I think about this powerful love that nothing can strike down. This powerful love. I made some long distance calls. I've got friends praying all over the place, but the crucial call is now, and I'm asking you for a little more grace. And I won't be scared for long, not when I think about this powerful love that nothing can strike down. This powerful love.
Tonight may be the night that death tries to steal my heart from me. If he comes, I'm gonna keep him at bay with every atom of love inside of me. And I won't be scared for long. No, not when I think about this powerful love. Oh, that nothing can strike down. This powerful love.
I make this long distance call, out to the stars, into the core of me, into the hands of God we fall. Hands of mercy, hands of peace. I won't be scared for long. No, not when I think about this powerful love that nothing can strike down. This powerful love. And I won't be scared for long.
not when I think about this powerful love. Oh, then nothing can strike down this powerful, powerful love. And I won't be scared for long. No, not when I think about this powerful love. Oh, then nothing can strike down this powerful, powerful love. I said powerful, powerful love. Oh, powerful, powerful love. Oh, powerful, powerful love. Yeah, powerful, powerful love. Powerful.
I remember being delighted back in 2004 when I discovered a Toronto band who had given themselves the playful name of the Janewains. They released only one CD before breaking up in 2006. It was called Cowboy Songs, and from it is Women's Prison. I've got two songs left for part one of the show, and don't go anywhere, as there's lots more music to come on the other segments, speckled with some real obscurities, and you know how I love to do that. But these two are anthems. In 2007, Anna Gutmanis released a single that I've played several times on my show. It's called I Am Who I Am.
I mind you want to kill. And then you sing of heaven's love on Sunday. But I see through your hypocrisy, it's hatred of yourself that you betray.
That was Anna Gutmanis, and this is J.D. Doyle thanking you for listening to Out Radio. And the perfect closing song is by a duo I like quite a bit, Sugar Beach. I did an in-depth interview with them for my February Queer Music Heritage show, and they were a delight. Getting back to the Olympics, the Vancouver event marks the first ever Olympic Pride House, which was in the Pan-Pacific Whistler Village Center. This was the first time in Olympic history that gay athletes had a dedicated place to relax with family, friends, and fans. At the opening celebration for Pride House, it was only natural for Sugar Beach to sing their anthem, Living Out Proud.
Sets forward, makes it easier for another. You wish you could change the world. You can start with your own. You say the price is just too high. What's it costing you the way you're going? We're here with open arms to take you through. Meet your new friend.
Raise We come in every color, from every walk of life. We fly this rainbow, 'cause every love deserves every right. We've got to be fearless, no shame, no pain. To get the world to hear us, we need your voice, we need your claim. Come to bat for authenticity and truth. And those who